You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony. Ben Marcus is a leading experimental writer, known for unusual works of fiction like The Father Costume and The Age of Wire and String. He's married to Heidi Julewitz, whose literary fiction From the Mineral Palace to The Uses of Enchantment has explored identity and the relationships between women. In this reading from his new novel, The Flame Alphabet, Ben Marcus explores the difficulties of family life as he explains the effects of a virus that makes the sounds of children's voices toxic to adults.
When the ester toxicity was in high flower, when it was no longer viable to endure proximity to our daughter, given the retching, the speech fever, the yellow tide beneath my wife's skin, to say nothing of the bruising around my mouth, that day should have been darker, altogether blackened by fire.
In this reading from her new novel, The Vanishers, Heidi Julewitz describes the signs of a psychic attack.
In the beginning, an attack can look just like regular life. You wake to discover eyelashes on your pillow, bruises on your skin where you've never been touched. You smell a stranger on your bedsheets, and that stranger is you.
In Marcus's novel, The Flame Alphabet, Sam and Claire are a nice couple with an imperfect marriage whose world is torn apart by the plague that pits children against adults. It's a personal apocalypse.
I focus really on a single family, and in some sense, the daughter, the teenage daughter, Esther, her speech is actually physically sickening her parents. I was interested in the choice the parents had to make to stay with a daughter who's making you sick, who may be killing you, or do you leave and deal with the shame and the horrible guilt of having abandoned your child who you're supposed to protect?
In The Vanishers, Julia Severn is a student at an academic institution dedicated to training psychics.
I loved the idea of this literalization of something we talk about metaphorically all the time. We say, oh, that person's toxic, or I can't be around that person, he makes me sick. The sort of common phrasing, I guess, of what it's like to be in the vicinity of another person and the ways that other people can really affect you, and sometimes not positively.
Both novels by these married writers, Heidi Julewitz's The Vanishers and Ben Marcus's The Flame Alphabet, are ripping yarns that use elements of the fantastic to achieve real emotional impact.
I wanted the emotions, the psychology, the interpersonal stuff to feel very real, even as the world outside was not so real.
If I skew it a little bit, the psychics are treated as just part of this world. They're not an anomaly. But by putting that twist in, that just allows me to see this world differently. It allows me to be more insightful.
Illness may have played a role in both their novels.
He came down with a very bizarre and, for a while, undiagnosable condition last spring. I really freaked out for a little bit where I thought, oh my God, being married to me, like, I've fried his nerves. Living with me, it comes with terrible consequences.
For KUSP, I'm Rick Kleffel with Time to Read. Find out more at agonycolumn.com. You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.